So we just read from 1 John, and now we read the Gospel of John, which was written sometime before 1 John. So we are in year B of the lectionary that we are following. And year B takes us through the Gospel of Mark, but we're taking a little break, spending some time in John's Gospel. So today's scripture, John 15, 9 through 17, is part of Jesus' final address to his disciples in John before he is betrayed and arrested. And it comes immediately after what was to be last week's reading, which was verses 1 to 8. In 1 to 8, Jesus says that he is the vine and we are the branches. And those that abide in him, that remain close to him, are connected to him, will bear much fruit. And so we pick up in John 15 and verse 9. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love, I've said these things to you so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. For the word of God in Scripture, the word of God among us, and the word of God within us. Thanks be to God. So are there any Joni Mitchell fans out there? All right. So I discovered Joni Mitchell about 15 years ago. For those of you who do not know of her, she is a Canadian singer-songwriter whose career began in the late 60s and really took off in the 70s, still going strong today. Many of you could tell us more about her than I can. Her music, though, might be described as folk. She dips into pop and rock and definitely jazz. So I discovered her when I first heard the song Both Sides Now, and the version of it that came out in the year 2000. Usually when I listen to a song or an album for the first time, I need to hear it once, and then I need a second listen before I say to myself, ooh, that was good. I'm going to listen to this song for a long time. But Both Sides Now, it had me completely the first time I heard it. It was a combination of lyrics and the accompanying orchestra that just moved me. It grabbed me. You ever have those songs that the first time you hear it, it just gets its talons in you immediately? That was it for me. The lyrics to Both Sides Now describe someone who, after living for a period of time, they now see life from a different vantage point from when they were younger. Life was more simple back then, maybe more black and white. Both Sides Now begins by talking about clouds and how she used to see clouds as ice cream castles in the air, feather canyons that were everywhere. So she sees the beauty in them, but now she sees them in a different way. Now clouds can also block the sun. They can rain and they can snow. on everyone. There are two sides to clouds. Both sides now goes on to describe the way she used to see love. She describes it as this, the dizzy, dancing way that you feel as if every fairy tale that comes true. She describes love as an emotion. And she says, I've looked at love that way. And the lyrics then shift back to the chorus. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's love's illusions that I recall. I really don't know love at all. You can hear the joy that she has experienced in being caught up in love, but also the pain that can come from giving yourself to love. She starts with clouds, then moves to love, and ends by saying, I really don't know life at all. I was living in New Jersey when I discovered this song, and I was having a conversation with one of my coworkers, Beth, and somehow Joni Mitchell came up, and I told her that I had recently heard Both Sides Now. And Beth smiled at me and said, did you hear the late 60s version or the new version? I said, wait, there are two versions of this song? Yes. Did yours have the orchestra? Yes. Well, you heard the second version. Go listen to the first version. A couple days later, I stopped by Beth's office. I listened to it. What'd you think? She asked. I said, I like the new version better. Don't get me wrong. The original's great, but the orchestra and even Joni's voice in the second, there's this depth to it that's hard to describe. Beth then paused for a second and she said this. In the original version, Joni's singing the lyrics. In the second version, she has lived those lyrics. What I love about this song is that it's true. It's honest. It's real. It's an honest depiction of the intersection of life and love. And in the experience of life and our invitation to love, there is this very real risk that if we love, we might get hurt. In life, we can give love and not have it returned. And yet, this is not only the central focus of our scripture reading from John, it's the central focus of the entire Gospel of John and the overarching whole of Christianity. In John chapter 3, the most well-known verse in the Bible, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. And in verse 12 of today's reading, Jesus says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And so that Jesus makes love a commandment tells us something about it, or the particular kind of love that he invites us into. To Jesus, love is not simply a feeling. Beginning of Matthew's gospel in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, you've heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but I tell you, love your enemies. When Jesus talks about loving enemies, he's not talking about love necessarily as a feeling or simply giving affection to your enemy or getting those warm and fuzzy feelings towards someone where there is deep conflict. Because that sounds kind of impossible, doesn't it? If this is what Jesus is asking, warm and fuzzy feelings towards our enemies, well, I'm going to fail every time. If love is a commandment, as it is for Jesus, we can't command people to feel love one way or another. You can't command someone to feel love. It's just not possible. Love is so much wider and deeper than a feeling. And so because Jesus commanded us to love, we know that love he is describing is not necessarily a feeling. For Jesus, love is a choice that we make. Love is a decision. Love has action to it. Love is this way of life that he invites us into. And love is where we experience God. In verse 10 of today's reading, Jesus says, "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love." He's saying, when you love, when you keep my commandment to love, you will be in the midst of my love. And so in the exchange of life and love, it's there where we will come to know God. And if Jesus' commandment for us to love is not a feeling, then maybe we can love those who are, well, hard for us to love. And so that person that just gets under our skin, that neighbor that seems to find a way to consistently push our buttons, that person who has very different political beliefs than we do, who we disagree with wholeheartedly. Jesus' commandment is an invitation to us to go and not feel warm and fuzzy feelings towards them, but it very well includes how we are to be in relationship with them and how we treat and speak and act and listen to them. Those that are the hardest for us to love, and we all have them, they probably teach us more about how to love than anyone. What's so challenging about this commandment is that it just seems so hard to keep and live, doesn't it? At times it just seems impossible. And it'd be so much easier if Jesus just stuck with the Ten Commandments and not this one commandment. I could say to myself, so how did I do today with those? Pretty good. I did well yesterday. I can check it off. But did I love? How did I do with that today? Okay. I did okay. And so every day we probably start over when it comes to this commandment. And every day in some way we probably fail. We don't love as we could. And the only way is to rely on a love that is not our own, that is greater than our own. And it's to allow that love that comes from a larger source to be flowing through us. For this is the life that Jesus invites us into. It's in the exchange of life and love and the giving and the receiving of love and being willing to take the risk to love, to open ourselves to the mystery of what it means to love. It's there. It is there that we will come to know the one who says, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love." Thanks be to God. Amen.